Welcome to Buddy Speak.
All right. Welcome back to another Buddy Speak. All right.
Just how we started.
That's fine. Hey, dude, man, it's 2016.
Yeah, dude, I don't feel anything different.
Yeah, it's just another month. Time is an illusion to humans. Did you know that?
Oh. All right. Speaking of time, dude, have you ever thought, like, if we travel back in time?
Oh, dude, I've thought.
Like 200 years ago?
Oh, okay.
Dude, the people would think we're crazy. Like
like
the,
how?
The things we'd say, they'd just be like, what's a YOLO? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Jan's taking off his shirt.
Sorry, my belly showed real deep. But you couldn't see it because we're a black screen here to y'all. Maybe.
No, we're just a speak. We're just a speak.
We're a single speak.
We're a single unit of speak.
We are the almighty speak.
No. Anyway, yeah, I feel like people would be, I mean, people were, like, not nice to people back then. They were not courteous. People were, like, very racist.
Yeah.
Like, my grandparents.
No, I was talking about 200 years ago. Not, like,
oh.
Not, like, 5 years ago. I'm sorry, not 5 years. Like, 1960s.
Oh.
That's when people were racist.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, 200 years ago. What happened 200 years ago? Like, Alexander Graham Bell or something?
What?
Or like, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 200 years ago.
Here, let me think.
So it's 2016 now. 200 years ago was 1816.
We just had the new year.
Okay, man, I'm sorry.
Your first mistake of 2016, congrats.
That is not my first mistake. I've made plenty. Being born was one of them.
I mean, for this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. That was really, really dark.
No, it wasn't. What are you talking about?
It was dark. I said, did you not hear what I
said?
Being
born was, oh, I see how it's dark.
Yeah. It's very not a good joke. People in their car or on their mobiles were listening to this speak and were like, oh my. I'm not listening to this anymore.
That was one deep speak.
That was a deep speak.
But dude, like, they'd be like, what is a car, you know? What is a computer?
I would always like to,
what is a TV?
I would always like to go back and, like, bring my iPhone and, like, show it to them and be like, check this out, man. Huh? It's mine. I invented it. I'm taking credit for other people's work.
You have a black mirror. And then you turn it on, they're like, what?
That's not a mirror. How does it work, awesome genius inventor?
Well, dude, you'd be like a billionaire.
Well, it's real bright, and you press it. That's what I would say. There's gears that turn.
There's gears and stuff that are real small.
Do you know what a gear is?
Explain what a horse is, since you don't know any words from our time.
Explain what a horse is. That's so
funny. Do you know what lights are? You know what the sun is? The thing in the sky that's real bright?
Okay, this is a good question. Because I just watched the Back to the Future movies again, which you fell asleep watching them with me, yes, even though they're like a really good movie. Anyway, if you could go back in time and change one thing to be different, what would it be? And let's talk about that.
Like in my life?
In your life or anything. I would say in your life.
Dude, I don't know. No regrets, dude.
Regrets?
I have
no regrets.
I have no regrets.
I have no regrets.
Probably Hitler being born.
You would kill a baby?
I would probably kill a child.
Wow.
I'd kill a baby infant.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
I'd probably slit its neck.
Okay. Let's not get into detail.
I'd probably slit baby Adolf Hitler's furry lip neck.
Furry lip? Furry. I would slit your furry lip, Adolf.
Adolf.
Adolf Jasmine Hitler. I don't know what his middle name was.
Probably Eugene. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, probably. If I could go back in time and change something about my life, I'd probably tell my parents something.
Like what?
I'd be like, "Hello, I am your son from the future. Do not be alarmed. I'm here to tell you something. You need to give this child all of your money when you are older. This kid will do great things. They'll be like, how do you know you're a teenager? I just know.
I know because future Ryan came to me. Which I am future Ryan to y'all. Therefore.
Get out of my house, you lunatic.
That's what I would say. Get out of my house, you ghost.
You're ghost. Basically just a robber. That's basically what you are.
You need to give him all your money. It's like the flash forward, you're homeless. You took.
You know what? I would go back in time and threaten my parents with a gun. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, no, that'd be not good.
No.
Then you wouldn't go to college, probably.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's my only loss. I can't go to college. That's it, though. No motherly love.
Oh damn! Grounded for a week for threatening my parents with an armed gun.
In the past, we've been playing a lot of Fallout 4, so we're kind of like, you know, what is life, right?
Well, them feral ghouls running after me. That's what life's about. So you're running, right? And all your AP is draining real deep.
Yeah.
These people don't know what I'm talking about.
So it's okay.
Your AP's draining. You just hear these feral ghouls like chasing you. And once your AP's out, you've given up. And then the feral ghouls of life just rip you to shreds.
The feral ghouls of life. The feral ghouls of ACT. The feral ghouls of high school. The feral ghouls of middle school.
The feral ghouls of my college GPA.
The feral ghouls of
finals.
Of finals. The feral ghouls of failing.
The feral ghouls of waking up at 8.
Ugh. Oh, the feral ghouls of... Oh, there's feral ghouls everywhere.
The feral ghouls of my weight.
The feral ghouls of my metabolism.
Metabolism.
Sorry.
Metabolism.
My metabolism. My feral ghouls of me not speaking correct words.
My feral ghouls of my intelligence.
My feral ghouls of my intellect.
Oh, dude, my feral ghouls of my money. Oh, my bank account feral ghouls.
My feral ghouls of my stomach wanting food.
Jesus.
Man, I'm turning into a feral ghoul.
Those rats are eating me alive.
Ugh.
Jesus.
Get away from me. I don't need a ballpoint hammer.
God.
Gosh.
Those ball peen hammers.
Yeah, ball peen.
What are peen means? Ball peen.
Ball peen.
Those two words don't go together.
No, they don't.
Well, there's a silent beep right there.
Yeah, that's called awkward. That's that little line of nothing, that's called awkwardness.
It was great.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah, I would go back and tell my parents, like, this kid is special. It's like...
I'm not joking, he's special. He needs needs.
I would come in like a hood, like a brown one, like a brown hood. And I probably put like yellow contacts in or something.
No, you come up with a hood and you hide around the corner and go.
No, not like Assassin's Creed.
And
then you go,
and they walk toward you,
sink. And then you slice around
the corner.
Not my parents.
Yeah, that's not good.
I used to do things when I was a kid that were really stupid.
Oh, dude, don't get me started on stupid things that I did as a child.
Go for it,
dude. So, my aunt and uncle's house, right? And, well, there's not video of this. There's video of the aftermath of this.
Oh,
so,
God.
We're at my parents... we're at my aunt and uncle's house. And so, me and Isaac, my little cousin, decide to wake up early in the morning, okay? And go into my uncle's drawer. I guess his desk, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so... I think I took a Sharpie.
There's a loaded gun in there, and I shot my cousin.
I shot my cousin, and he is dead.
In his chest.
In his chest.
In his chest. There's a big chest cavity.
He's been in life support for 18 years.
God, that's horrible.
I'm joking. But no. So,
that
apparently, so I think I got a Sharpie from there, and I think he got a crayon, maybe. I'm not sure. So, we decided to just start along the wall and just drag the marker along the wall. So you see one line going across, like okay, so we went across the wall, went across the doors, we went into his, I think we did on the leather couch and just scribbled all over it. And no. So first grade.
Oh, this is just making me mad.
Yeah, first my uncle was mad, like
he was. No, really?
He was furious with us.
He's gonna walk out. I think that marking compliments the couch really nicely, actually. No.
I like
great job,
chairs,
son.
Some chairs were like really messed up with some marker. But like they videotaped the wall and you see one line of marker and you up here. And then, like, a foot lower is, like, a marker of crayon, because he's, like, he's a year younger than me.
So. How old were you?
Oh, God. I was probably 4 or 5,
Oh,
maybe.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but they videotaped us, and, like, we were sitting on a couch like this. Like, and we're just, like...
We didn't mean to.
But no.
It was an accident, Mom.
We didn't mean to. We just stumbled across it.
I just found the Glock in the
in the Rari.
I found a Glock and I popped at Molly. I don't know what these words mean.
Me neither.
Anyway, oh my
Maybe
gosh.
Our young peers that are listening here know what they mean.
Yeah, young peers. We definitely have young peers. One time, well, like, all the time, actually, I would, like, whether or not I knew when to get up was the blinds and the color of the blinds coming through the sunlight. So if it was like...
You said the color of the blinds coming through.
Okay, what I meant... You know what I meant.
You mean the light color of the sun?
The light of the sun coming through the blinds. That's how I knew when
the
to get
color
up.
Of the color
Shut up.
Coming through the blinds.
Shut up. My
the color.
Okay, look, my blinds had a glowing tint. Anyway.
Tint.
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 No, it should be called tint.
Tint.
That's how it's spelled. T-I-N-T. Right?
Yeah.
Tint. The glowing tint of from the from
glowing.
The thing. So if it was black, I knew like
glowing
oh,
feral ghouls.
It's too. If it was black, I knew it'd be like oh, it's too late to get up. If it was blue,
too early.
Yeah, too early to get up. If it was blue, it'd be like oh, it's too late to get up. My parents are already up. But if it was orange, now that was the Morty. That was the time to get up.
That was time to get up.
That was
12 in the morning.
It was literally like 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, what? It was, no, it was like 6, and my parents were still sleeping, and I'd run in their room, I'd turn on the computer, and play Jimmy Neutron on the computer.
with his curly Q hair.
With his curly Q hair. I wanted to be Jimmy Neutron so bad when I was...
Got a blast!
Brain blast!
Brain blast!
Oh my gosh.
Shane and Carl.
That was my favorite.
Llamapalooza.
I think he can do his voice. I'm gonna touch a llama.
Llamapalooza.
I'm gonna touch a llama.
I'm gonna touch a llama.
I'm Gene. I'm Gene. Did you know that they did like a... Do you remember that show Planet Sheen?
Yeah. With that like... That flying orange babe.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. It only went for like one season because it was terrible. Because
it was crappy.
It was
had
really
low ratings and very low views.
Just like Buddy Speak.
Like Buddy Speak.
Low ratings and very low views.
And we're gonna have one season of this too.
Oh, great. We're the Planet Sheen of podcasts. That's just great.
Jesus.
Whatever. You know what? I don't care. We're gonna keep doing these even if we have three viewers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine with me, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's fine with me.
What if we had more people doing this podcast than we have viewers?
What do you mean? Oh, that'd be not good.
We'd have one viewer.
And that would probably be me, even though I don't really listen to these. I just like... What parts did Chan and say that were too offensive to make the podcast? Guess I'll cut that out.
Guess we'll bleep that out.
Like, literally?
Or if I say anyone's names.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, literally, like the stuff that you think, do you if you think the podcast is bad, like it's pretty, like it's pretty raunchy, okay?
Raunchy.
I'm just gonna say raunchy. But
every time I hear raunchy, I think of like a smelly underwear.
I think of a ranch because ranchy.
I think of Rondy.
Okay, like Austin Powers?
Rondy, baby.
No, but like, you should hear some of the stuff that Channon says, though.
What do I say?
I'm not going to repeat it because it's cut out.
Can you pause the podcast?
No, I'm not. I'll talk to you later about it. Oh, but yeah, dang. But it's some crazy stuff.
Sometimes I just, I don't know what I say, dude.
It's all right, man. It's all right. Like, that Hitler thing was pushing it, but the, you know...
I almost slit Hitler's furry lip and neck.
See? It's really weird.
Yeah. Is it, like, gruesome, or is it, like, inappropriate?
It's just gruesome and in a... It's more, like, offensive.
Oh, okay. I think I know some of the
it's
things
like, it's like, if you're not white, yeah, you probably shouldn't listen to this, basically.
Yeah, we gotta cut that out, what you just said there.
No, it's fine. You know what? No, that's what you... That's what... The things that you say come across as that. Come across as that. Yeah. I'm defending my point. A tree is a plant.
A tree is not a plant.
Is a tree a plant? Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Ugh. I have $10 on Amazon. What should I buy? I was thinking about a phone case.
Pirated version of a video game.
They're not selling that on Amazon.
Yeah, they are.
A pirated movie. Okay. Ryan, you bought Pirates of the Caribbean. All of them. Yeah, $72. You said pirated. Oh my god!
You said buy a pirate movie.
I'm so oblivious. I'm literally so oblivious to everything in life. I swear. Like, in college, I'm just like, people are like, hey, Ryan, did you know about this thing? And I'm just like, no. And like, they're like, Ryan. And
it's due tomorrow.
It's due tomorrow. And I'm like,
yeah. Okay.
I had to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning writing a 10-page paper. I wanted to, like, I was literally up. I was, tears were forming. Like, I wanted to go to sleep. And I was in my bed. And I was looking at my pillow. I'm on page 6! Page 6 at 1:30 in the morning! And, like, I'm just like, I just can't do it.
And then you go to class and the teacher's like, do next week! And you're like,
no, that's what happened! No, that is exactly what happened! No, I'm not even joking! Okay, listen, this is what happened. So I did my paper, 3:30. I literally pressed print, and then I fell back, and I was knocked out. I was gone. Then the next morning, this is what happened. Exactly! Because, like, my alarm is one of those alarms that, like, it's like,
stop!
And you're just like, shut up!
No, like, there's one time, so I was sleeping, and we were waking up, and we went to, me and my roommate went to bed, like, 2, and so... I literally unplugged my alarm clock and threw it against the wall. And I was like, what is wrong with myself?
You were just like, what have I done?
Why did I do that? No, I'll show you it.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon.
I'll show you my alarm clock. There's a white scratch on my alarm clock from me throwing it against the wall.
That's so funny. No, okay, back to my story. So, She was like, I get into class, I am literally, like, bags are forming under my eyes, I can feel them almost hitting the floor. Like, and I have this freaking typed paper, and everybody else is like, I didn't do it, oh my gosh, I forgot about it. And she was like, she said, yeah, guys, I lied to you. It's actually due tomorrow, but... And then immediately after I said that, I started laughing hysterically. I literally was like, that's literally what I did. I was like, oh my god.
I'm going to
kill.
What if you walked up and left class and just went to bed?
I wanted to. Like, people, and people were like, once that happened, people were like, yes! Yes! I'm so lucky! And I'm like, I wanted to go up to the teacher and literally be like,
listen,
you better give me credit for this or I'm going to cut your neck off. I will rip out your spine.
I will slit your hairy lip.
I will sweat your Larry.
I will sweat your Larry Mib.
I will sweat on you if you
I will sweat on you.
I will sweat on your brow if you don't give me, like, but I got a 97 on it, so what, you know what?
I will flail my bloody limbs at you.
people were like, well, at least you got it done. And I was like, yeah, but look at me. Like, look at my face and look at my hair and look at my clothes. I'm basically wearing nothing.
Look at my depression level. It's very high right now.
Yeah, depression level is at 80%, but my paper is at 100%. So that's just great.
It's like eating food, but getting the rads.
Yeah, exactly.
Your HP goes up, but also your rads go up.
Oh my gosh. It's like eating, yeah. What is it like? That's a good... Well, anyway, waking up in the morning in college is the worst. Like, because my roommate's like a heavy sleeper. Like, he's a heavy sleeper, and he's hard to wake up, which is good, because, you know, sometimes I'm up when he's sleeping. Which is not the case, because he's usually out. But, Morty. But one morning, like, it was Bible class morning, and, the alarm went off, and then I hit it and turned it off. I turned the alarm off, and I was just like, I made the immediate decision, yep, not doing it today. not feeling it. No, not feeling it. I'm not doing this today. I'm done with this. I'm done. I'm so angry. I just get so angry.
You know what? I'm just not going to go to school.
Nah, I don't care enough. Sorry.
What if you got up and, like, turned the alarm off, you got in your car and just drove home?
Yep, that's enough of this. I'm going home. I'm leaving.
On the way, you call them, hi, I'm dropping out.
Hi, Mom, Dad, I'm leaving and not coming home. Yeah. I'm going to Arizona and trying to live a life out there.
I'm
going
to live in the Arizona desert and live with lizards.
No, but, like, I was like, yep, not doing this today. Click. Then I went back to sleep. And I was awoken again by my roommate going, Ryan! And I was like, what? And he's like, we're late. And I was like, yeah, I know. Yeah, and he's like, are you going in? And I was like, nah, today.
Dude, there have been so many like times like, because we'd have to work out at, like, we'd have to get up at, like, freaking, like, 5 in the morning to work out at 6.
That is horrible. Mm-hmm. But couldn't you not work out? Or you can work out some things, but not all things?
That's not the point. The point is I have to get up at 5:45.
That's not the point. That's irrelevant. The point is...
that is irrelevant. I have to wake up is the point.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so, like, we'd go back, and, like, it'd be on the days that, like, my first class is, like, at, like, 12:15. So, first...
Because you're a team. You're a team. I have a tumor in my neck. You're a team. You're getting up at 5:30. My neck tumor...
My neck tumor is beating.
I can feel it pulsating.
It is swelling up. Because you're making me angry. I have a baseball in my neck.
What? Oh, yeah. I thought you meant someone, like, threw a baseball.
I have a fatty tumor in my neck, and I can't breathe.
There's a knife in my leg. You're walking.
You're running these
sprints. Well, then you're running.
But no, like,
oh,
so...
Oh, God.
So, first, our workouts were at were Monday and Wednesday, right? And so, I was okay with that, because I... Our first class were at 8 and stuff.
See, that's still bad.
See, that's pretty bad, because then you go from... Then you go from classes. I'm sorry, I'm a liar. We'd first have classes at on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We had
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mustard, ketchup, Friday.
So on mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise. We have the
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday. we would have class at 8, and then on Tuesday, Thursday, we'd have it at 12:15. Okay.
Oh, that's good, though.
But.
Oh, but you still have to get up.
So, we had. That's good. We'd have, we'd have freaking workout on Monday, Wednesday, okay? And so, we'd have to wake up at, like, 5:45.
Why?
And then go to class at, like, 8, and you're like, you know? But, like, okay, at least we have Tuesday, Thursday to sleep in, okay?
Yeah.
Because our first class at 12. So, no, they switched the freaking schedule. Of course they did. Now we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 a.m.
and then
our classes. Tuesday, Thursday, we have workout at 5:45. And then they decide, hey, since freaking 80 of the 110 football players don't go to study hall, hey, we're going to have study hall at 6 in the morning on Monday, Wednesday.
So you can't just go back and take a nap.
So it's
just like your class is done after your 8 o'clock? Or do you have more classes after that?
Yeah, no, we have more classes after that. I'd have 4 hours in a row.
That's so stupid.
So yeah.
Why? Why
are you sleep deprived every minute?
every minute. Yeah. Every minute. I wish I would. Like, oh, dude, but my bed in college is way better than the bed I have here, which is, like, weird.
You ever seen my closet? I literally stuffed my mattress in my closet. I'm not going back there anymore.
Yeah, dude.
Real deep.
Well.
Yeah.
Have you signed up for your classes?
Oh, yeah. I already got them.
So you just drive there and then...
16 long hours.
How are you going to do that? Like, do you just drive there,
yeah,
spend the day there, and then come back?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah. All my classes are Tuesday, Thursday.
All of them?
I'm done from like 8 to 4.
Dude, you can like get a job and start saving for a ring for Taylor? This is perfect.
Yeah, dude.
This is good. That sounds good.
Except that's only one semester worth, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm thinking like, this is the rest of your life, right? No, it's not. That'd be great.
Wow, dude, this is the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh. But when I come down, we got to do some more of these buddy speaks.
I know, dude. Dude, there's like no breaks, though.
I know.
Like, in this semester, it's terrible.
Spring break, I'll be home.
Yeah, but that's...
And Abby won't be here, I don't think. So...
Why?
Yeah, she might be in a show, so she might... So, if I'm down here for spring break, we could just do something.
That's like 3 months, though.
People at my college are like, yeah, South Padre for spring break. And I'm like, that does not sound fun to me. Like, at all.
Florida sounds...
It sounds like a lot of driving. It sounds like a lot of traffic. It sounds like a lot of people. I don't like those three things at all. Sounds especially
like
people.
Sounds like a lot of hot sun.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of hot sun and insecurity of my body.
Insecurity of
That's
my...
That's why I hate water parks. I hate water parks, man. Me and Abby were talking about this. Like, time to feel bad about ourselves for, like, 7 hours. Time to suck in for 7 hours.
Yeah, I'm sucking my gut.
Yeah. Oh, man. Water parks are fun if you can get past the whole...
Dude.
Man, if I was fit...
If you didn't have lines in water parks...
If I was fit, if I was just a hunky dude... No, I am a hunky dude. Dude, I pooped in the Lazy River one time.
You mean chunky dude.
Yeah. I pooped in a lazy river one time.
That's... Wow.
Don't worry.
That's biohazardous.
Don't worry. It was all liquid. There was no solid.
I feel like it's even worse.
It is, because it spreads... Gets through the filter and it spreads. Like that Rick and Morty episode.
So, that was in the lazy river, and then it went to the wave pool, then it went to the green extreme.
People were like, ah! Opening their mouths and my poop was getting in there. Into their teeth crevices.
But dude, at the same time...
Have fun munching on my poop.
But dude, at the same time, think how many kids have peed in that.
Oh, dude, think about how many kids pee we've swallowed.
I gagged a little in my
Yeah,
throat.
That's a little gross.
There was one time I was in the lazy river, and this kid was floating in one of the things, and And like his parents were shaking him.
And he was screaming, help me, help me. And I let him drown.
And I was laughing the whole time.
I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and he knew I wasn't helping him.
No. And I looked at my eye and go, no, it's a prank. See the cameras? And he drowned there. But no.
I literally told everybody in the wave pool, don't help him.
Don't help him. It's a prank.
He needs to learn.
He needs to learn his lesson.
Now his bloated carcass is at the bottom of NRH2O.
But no, he was...
You're terrible people.
He was being shook by his parents. He was sitting there. He was first laughing, right? And like I was just looking at, because Lazy River, you're just being lazy in the thing.
In the river.
Yes. And so, like, I was just turning around. I saw this happening. And his eyes, like turned into, like, there's something happening. And I just see him go, blah. He just pukes a little bit. I'm like, I'm getting out. I immediately just stepped out.
I'm getting out. I was like, that's enough for me.
I was like, I'm going home. I'm taking a shower.
I'm not getting this puke in my mouth or my body. That's so funny.
I'm gonna go wash off this human waste off of me.
Puking feels like good sometimes.
It's relief. Once it's over with, you're like,
I laugh every time I puke because it's the funniest thing.
It's not good.
I go, bruh!
That's not good, right?
I think it's funny. Or I'll go, and I'll be like, ugh! And then I'll laugh because I feel better.
Dude, it's like sour.
Ew. Yeah, it's like a sour feeling in your throat. That's called acid. That's called acid.
Yeah,
man,
burns.
If you can see the face Chad's making right now,
it kind of burns.
Like, I'm learning. Yeah. Wow, and that's called acid. That's stomach acid.
One intelligent perk went up.
Okay, no, that's called stomach acid. It comes up, out your mouth and nose.
Sometimes.
Ew, does it? I was just joking. Has it come out your nose?
No, that's when people laugh.
Oh yeah, what if you were laughing and puking at the same time?
That's what you just said you did.
No, I didn't. I was just seeing if you did it, and then I said I didn't.
Someone laughed so hard. Blah!
I laughed so hard, I puked. Out my nose. Oh, my gosh.
Jesus. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Well, right. This is a great episode of Buddy Speak. It was kind of like, cash.
Can't chill, because, it's chill. 2 in the freaking morning.
No, it's not. Don't tell them that.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Our lucky will be...